It's high time for What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation. Brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.
We got there. Welcome, Phil.
Thank you.
How are you?
Great.
What do you think of our little temporary setup? Do you like it?
Yeah, it's very nice. It's cozy and, yeah.
Cozy.
Reminds me of when I moved house and the nightmare.
It's like that, but on acid, eh? Yeah. Actually, speaking of drugs.
Yeah.
We've got an exciting topic to talk about today, some sort of support group options for people.
Yeah, so I have a new role, so I'm working with Smart Recovery to get support groups out there to people in Aotearoa. Mm. So we've talked about it before, but Smart Recovery is a support group. So if you imagine you come into a room, in person or online, there's maybe like 5 to 10 people, and you're all talking through some kind of addictive behaviour that you're dealing with. And then you're setting goals, you're giving each other advice, and you're supporting each other to make whatever change you want.
Mm-hmm.
What's really awesome about SMART that you may not get with kind of other support groups is you don't need any sort of connection to a higher power. You absolutely can. You know, religious people are absolutely welcome, but it's not a requirement.
Mm.
And you're not required to try and be completely drug-free as well. Again, if that's your goal, awesome, then you can work towards that. But for some people, it might be, actually, I want to just cap my meth use to once a week.
Mm.
Or I want to focus on the relationship with my whānau and make sure that that's improved. So, yeah, whatever a person's goal, they can bring that to the group and work through it.
Wow, yeah, that's so cool to have so much more in terms of options for people, because I know that sometimes things like AA, people can get a bit turned off by that, by like connections to churches and stuff, so it's nice having something a bit more separate, and also, yeah, like you say, having sort of levels to it so that people can work their way through different goals.
Yeah, and options are really important. It's quite common for people to do both AA and SMART, and it kind of gives them a bit of a different
right
thing. And yeah, but we were just really keen for there to be whatever a person wants to do, for there to be an option for them, because everyone's so different in what they need.
Yeah.
And what's so cool about SMART is that it can get really specific. So a group can be around a certain addictive behavior. It doesn't need to be just drugs. So we have groups for people addicted to pornography, social media, eating, just kind of any gambling, anything that can be addictive. And the groups can also be run by specific groups for specific groups. So we have LGBTQI+ only groups that run every Monday in Aotearoa.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you can kind of just get as specific as you want to, really.
That's so cool. So in terms of how it operates with all these really specific groups, do you have people sort of coming to you being like, I come from this community, I'm connected to these people, and we wanted to have a group dedicated to this specific thing, and they just set it up and it's very much like led by them?
Yeah, so that if somebody's setting it up, they get support from us to kind of do all of that, all the infrastructure. But it's very kind of based on what they need. They might be part of an organization that's already doing counseling or addiction work or something like that. Or they could just be a passionate person who sees drug harm in their community and wants to do something about it. You don't need a counseling degree or that kind of background. You can get trained and set up to run groups. And we've now just launched a scholarship program which completely pays for training.
Wow.
So especially if somebody is wanting to set up a group and doesn't have an organization behind them who have the funds to pay for training, then they can apply for a scholarship that gets some free training, and then we work with them to set up groups and just keep those running.
That's beautiful, because I'm also imagining that a lot of people that are coming through those sort of scholarship programs have quite personal, like, first-hand experience with addiction as well, so offer so much, like, wealth of experience and knowledge in terms of, like, approaching a support group situation.
Yeah, definitely. And heaps of the people who facilitate groups were also people who attended the groups for their own addictive behaviours. So it's really cool because it's very much community supporting community.
Mm.
And the facilitators are people who understand.
Mm-hmm.
Our rainbow groups that are run by the Drug Foundation, all the facilitators identify as LGBTQI plus, so that there's an understanding in the room of this specific kind of experience and context.
That's so cool. So where do we direct people if they want to check out the options available from SMART at the moment?
So they can Google SMART Recovery New Zealand, or if you go to smartrecovery.org.nz, it takes you to a New Zealand page. It has some more information, and then if they scroll down to the bottom, there's a application form for the scholarships. There's also a link to find meetings. It is quite Australian at the moment, but yeah, that's kind of being worked through because people can join online groups in
Australia. I was going to ask that. So you can join, there's like some in-person groups and then options to join remotely as well?
Yeah, and it'll say if it's kind of, there are like closed groups, but yeah, most of them are open for anyone to join. For example, there's a rainbow group in Australia as well.
Yep.
So that if people want to have two groups a week to keep their recovery going,
they can
go the New Zealand one on Monday and then the Australian one later in the week.
Cool.
So yeah, just it's still growing. So there's only 8 meetings right now in New Zealand. So we're really keen to work with people to get more set up so that there's more options for people.
Putting the beacon out to all of you community peeps who want to get involved, head to the Levels website and find out more about it, yeah?
Yeah, and Smart Recovery.
And Smart Recovery.
.nz.
Thank you.
And I think the more it grows, like, the more people you'll be able to cater to until it reaches a point where, like, you know, there's one for everything.
Yeah, that's the dream. In Aotearoa, there's a group for everyone with every kind of experience and every kind of addiction that they want to work through.
That's awesome. Beautiful.
Who wouldn't want that?
I don't know, man, to be honest. That's beautiful. Wow, thank you so much, Phil. So cool to learn a little bit more about your new role. Congratulations on the new role.
Thank you.
And, yeah, looking forward to seeing more SMART recovery groups pop up in the years to come. Thank you, Phil. Thank you, The Level. That was What's the Buzz.
Thank you.
That was What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation, brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.